From automated assembly lines to smart factories, manufacturing is going digital and fast. If you want to stay relevant, you need the right tech skills. CBT Nuggets helps you get there with practical, easy-to-follow IT training. Build in-demand skills in networking, cybersecurity, and system automation without investing in costly hardware or struggling with complicated setups. Our short, engaging videos and hands-on virtual labs make learning simple and effective. Whether you're a technician on the floor, a manager leading teams, or an engineer optimizing systems, CBT Nuggets fits your schedule and meets you where you are. Train at your own pace, from any device, wherever it works for you. And with new content added regularly, there's always something relevant to learn. Join thousands of professionals who are leveling up their careers with CBT Nuggets. Right now, you can start a 7-day free trial and explore everything we offer, no commitment required. Go to cbtnuggets.com today, because in modern manufacturing, better tech skills mean better opportunities.
Whisper in the Dark by Geraldine Cadiz, from True Philippine Ghost Stories, Book 1, pages 40 to 43, published by PSI Seacom, publishing of Flying Things Buried Alive, YA Parrot Novels. This episode is designed to serve as a companion piece to True Philippine Ghost Stories, Book 1, by PSI Com Publishing. It specifically explores Whisper in the Dark, written by Geraldine Cadiz, found on pages 40 to 43. Our aim is to enrich your experience of this haunting tale, while respecting the intellectual property of its authors and publishers. Next story to follow, Doppelganger, by Gianna G. Maniego, from the same volume.
There's something unsettling about old buildings, especially when the hour grows late and the world outside has gone quiet. The glare of midday business, the clatter of midday conversations, the clatter of keyboards and phones, these all fade into silence after midnight, and in that silence, it's often our imaginations that rush in to fill the void. But sometimes, it's not just our imaginations at all. Welcome back to the True Philippine Ghost Stories podcast. I'm Mark, your guide into the eerie corners of Philippine lore. Tonight, we revisit a particularly unnerving account, a first-hand story originally penned by Geraldine Cadiz in True Philippine Ghost Stories Book 1. It's called Whisper in the Dark, and it takes place in a shabby, time-worn building in Makati. You know Makati, the gleaming skyscrapers, the corporate might, the promise of progress. But this building stands apart from that polished facade, as if stubbornly clinging to an older era. By day, it blends into the hustle and bustle. By night, it becomes something else entirely. Let's dim the lights, let's settle in, and let's listen carefully, because in these next moments, we'll discover that some offices hide more than paperwork and equipment. They hide secrets, old, lingering, and sometimes unexplainable. Picture Makati, a city of commerce, a center of gravity for business and finance. Glass towers reflect the sunlight, roads buzz with traffic, and office workers hurry across pedestrian lanes to meet deadlines. But even in a place devoted to forward motion, there are buildings that feel out of time, older structures that have seen their share of tenants come and go. They stand like silent witnesses to generations of ambition and failure, laughter and sorrow, accumulating stories the way old attics accumulate dust. Our narrator's workplace was on the third floor of one such building. It was, as she wrote, ancient-looking, and even at a glance, it felt a bit off. Perhaps the paint peeled in the corners, or the hallways were lit by tired fluorescents that flickered now and then. By day, employees rushed in and out, never stopping long enough to notice the building's quiet quirks. But by night, with the neighbors' offices darkened and the streets below deserted, the building revealed its true self. In that hush, it was undeniably eerie. It's often said that old places collect ghosts. Rumors can cling to a building like vines, and in this one, they thrived. Security guards who patrolled the halls late at night whispered of apparitions, pale figures drifting through empty corridors, or white ladies seen lingering in the building's elevators. The mere thought is absurd, isn't it? Ghosts taking an elevator ride, as if bound by the mechanics of our world. The narrator herself scoffed at these rumors. Spirits, if they existed at all, would hardly need such contraptions to move about. They could glide through walls, pass through floors, appear and vanish at will. The idea of them queuing for a lift seemed laughable. But that's the thing about legends. They settle into your subconscious, feeding your doubts, fanning the embers of unease. No matter how much you laugh at them during the day, you might not laugh so easily at 2 in the morning, when the building groans quietly and your skin prickles with unexplainable chills. "Yodabush," I said. The narrator worked with the company's creative team, writers, editors, the sort of people who chase deadlines like hunters after elusive prey. It's not unusual for such work to bleed deep into the night. Edits don't respect office hours, and creativity seldom keeps a neat schedule. On many evenings, she and her colleagues stayed long past quitting time. Midnight often found them still hunched over desks, eyes stinging from the glare of monitors, brains fueled by coffee and determination. Occasionally, when the workload was simply too much, they opted to stay until morning. Rather than braving a late commute and risking drowsy mishaps, they transformed the recording studio into a makeshift bedroom. Its thick carpeting provided a soft, if unconventional, mattress. They brought pillows from home, extra jackets, even a comforter. The whir of the air conditioning helped mask the silence, and the closed door offered a sense of security. Here they had found a refuge, a piece of comfort in a building that otherwise felt weary and old. On this particular night, they were racing to finish a special program that needed to be ready by morning. Dinner came and went. The guard on duty parked himself in a conference room to watch HBO, and the team busied themselves in the post-production suite. The hours slipped by, one by one, like beads on a string, until the world outside ceased to exist, and only the hum of the machines and their whispered conversations remained. Then came the intrusion. The security guard, a figure of reassurance and authority in that quiet landscape, appeared suddenly behind the editors and the narrator. He seemed rattled, uneasy. They turned, surprised by his presence, and perhaps a bit annoyed. "Ah, what's wrong?" they asked. It wasn't like him to abandon his station without good reason. He looked at them, a hint of confusion in his eyes, and asked, "There are just 4 of you here, right? They confirmed as much. Who else could be wandering these dark corridors at such an hour? And why? The guard's story spilled out. He'd seen someone, a girl, enter the restroom. He'd even heard the distinct sound of the toilet flushing. Simple enough. Someone from another department, perhaps, also working late. Then minutes passed and nobody emerged. Eventually, concerned or simply impatient, he knocked. No answer. He tried the doorknob, found it unlocked, and peeked inside. The restroom stood empty, bright fluorescent lights humming overhead, but devoid of any occupant. No sign of the mysterious girl. The guard's face was ashen. He wasn't the type to scare easily. Yet something about this vanishing act unsettled him. The narrator and her co-workers brushed off his concerns.
At Byers Volkswagen, we've been family-owned since 1897, built on trust, driven by innovation. And now, buying your next Volkswagen is easier than ever. shop online, customize your deal, and finalize everything from home. Just stop by to pick up the keys. It's that simple.
Right now, drive home a new 2025 Volkswagen Atlas for 2.9% APR for up to 60 months.
The next generation shops online, and we're driving with them at ColumbusVolkswagen.com or visit us by the airport.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 6/25.
Maybe he'd been drawn too deeply into the suspenseful movie on HBO. Maybe his nerves were on edge from too much coffee. They assured him it was nothing. His eyes playing tricks, his ears mishearing faint noises. He scratched his head, uncertain, but returned to his post. Still, the doubt lingered. He wasn't convinced. And why should he be? He knew what he'd seen, or thought he'd seen. Nothing was just absence. Around 2 in the morning, the narrator began to feel the weight of exhaustion pressing down on her shoulders. There's a certain threshold you cross at that hour. The body weakens, the mind drifts. While the editors still had work to do, she decided to surrender to the lure of sleep. The special would be completed by morning, with or without her constant presence. Self-preservation won out. She made her way to the recording studio, their makeshift bedroom, to claim her spot on the carpeted floor. Anticipating a prank from her colleagues, these were creative people after all, and prone to mischief, she locked the door. Let them knock if they wanted in. She preferred to rest uninterrupted. The room was as she liked it, quiet, cool and isolated from whatever strange tension had been building in the corridors, using her own room to check in with Charlotte. I was careful to check them myself. The world faded, dimmed the lights to darkness, and slipped beneath the comforter. The world faded. Sleep came as a gentle tug, drawing her into soft oblivion. How long she slept, she couldn't say. Time feels strange in the silence of an empty building. She remembered a kind of half-awareness, still drowsy, yet alert enough to register the subtlest sound. And then she heard it. Voices. Two of them, muffled and indistinct. One voice was deep, resonant, a baritone hum. The others sounded like a young girl's, airy and playful. She tried to focus, to understand, but they remained beyond clarity, whispering and indistinct. And then she heard it, whispering. And then she heard what was being said. She was confused by it, and nervous and delighted. But Sherry, Pinarici, Santa Clauses. Then, like a key turning in a lock, the voices breached a line that should have remained uncrossed. They spoke her name. Eloy. Eloy? They murmured, a sound both familiar and foreign on their tongues. The shock of it tore through her drowsiness. Her eyes snapped open, heart pounding, breath caught in her throat. The lights, which she remembered switching off, were now glaring, illuminating every corner. The air conditioner's chill felt unnatural, as though the room had dipped into a deeper cold than it ever had before. There was no logic to cling to in that moment. Fear, primal and pure, engulfed her. Gathering the comforter around her, she fled the room. The hallway beyond might have been haunted, for all she cared. But she couldn't stay in that studio a second longer. It felt as if unseen eyes had been watching her sleep, unseen mouths whispering her name. She found her office mates and the guard congregated in the kitchen, sipping hot coffee, trying, no doubt, to chase away the weariness that clung to them like cobwebs. They looked at her quizzically, noticing her panicked state, but she said nothing, not then. She held her tongue until the morning light filtered through the dusty windows. Only then did she share her experience, when the sun's warmth rendered the night's terrors slightly more distant and unreal. In the soft glow of day, a strange balance reasserted itself. The building returned to its ordinary role as a work environment. The shadows receded, and the empty halls felt commonplace once more. But for the narrator, the world had changed. She'd been forced to consider the possibility that the rumors were more than just nonsense, that something old and unseen had made itself known. Geraldine Cadiz's Whisper in the Dark, found in True Philippine Ghost Stories Book 1, isn't just a ghost story. It's a quiet challenge to our assumptions. It asks what we believe about the spaces we inhabit and the things that might share those spaces with us. It suggests that ghosts do not need dramatic entrances or special effects. They can simply exist in the hush of late-night emptiness, drifting through halls and peering into locked rooms, waiting for the right moment to whisper our names. I suppose it is the natural response to a life path as rustic as my own. Maybe I'm too tired to hunt even. The skepticism the narrator felt at the start, the mocking question of why spirits would need elevators, is replaced by a more unsettling uncertainty. Perhaps it is not for us to dictate how the unseen behaves. Perhaps old buildings have their own logic, their own quiet rituals that persist into the modern age. The Philippines is abundant with tales that blur the line between the known and unknown. The next story, in True Philippine Ghost Stories Book 1, Doppelganger, by Gianna G. Maniego, delves into a different kind of terror. The unsettling experience of encountering a double of oneself. If Whisper in the Dark showed us how the world can feel haunted by unseen presences, Doppelganger reminds us that sometimes the most terrifying presence may be a reflection of ourselves, or something that only wears our likeness. We'll explore that story next time, peeling back the layers of identity and illusion that fill these pages. Until then, ponder the whispers that linger in the silent spaces of your own life. Are they your imagination, or something else entirely? Thank you for joining us for this journey through shadows and silence. If you have your own tale of the unexplainable, consider sharing it. Stories are how we confront the mysteries that make us uneasy. Until we meet again, stay curious, stay cautious, and remember, sometimes when the world goes quiet, it's not empty.
Lowe's knows you want the best for dad. This Father's Day, help him take on any project with big deals on DeWalt. Right now, get a free XR 8 amp hour battery when you buy select DeWalt tools. That's not all. Get up to two free select tools when you buy a select DeWalt 20 volt max battery kit. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a work load is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.